Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at World Pork Expo 2026 in Des Moines. My guest is Dr. Meredith Peterson, the Director of Swine Health with the National Pork Board. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Peterson.
Thank you so much for having me.
The National Swine Health Strategy was discussed as part of Pork Academy at World Pork Expo 2026. First of all, what is the National Swine Health Strategy and what has gone into its development?
The National Swine Health Strategy is quite simple. It's a set of goals and priorities related to swine health that was created by U.S. pork producers. These goals and priorities are something that the entire industry can work towards together. And specifically, they include the goal of keeping out foreign and emerging diseases and then reducing the impact of domestic diseases through the long-term priorities of elimination of PRRS, PED, and then also just reducing disease spread. When you ask what all goes into this, probably the most significant thing to mention is that this has been intentionally producer-led. The goals and priorities were created by an advisory group of producer leaders and really informed by a lot of data collected on producer insights. So this has been a methodical process and intentionally producer-led from the very beginning.
In terms of keeping out foreign and emerging swine diseases, what tools do we have available, what strategies, and what may be the most effective approach?
There's certainly been a lot of work across the industry on keeping out foreign animal and emerging diseases over the past several years. A lot of programs have been developed to help producers be prepared. Specifically, Pork Checkoff has developed AgView, which is a free platform for producers to record their animal movement data and share that with animal health officials if needed in an outbreak. That's super important because if we were to get a foreign animal disease, it'll be really helpful to know where pigs have been and where they're going. Another program is the Secure Pork Supply Plan. That's a business continuity plan that helps producers prepare their farm in terms of biosecurity for an FAD outbreak. And then the final one I wanted to mention is the Certified Swine Sample Collector Program. That's a program where producers can learn to collect samples from pigs, and in an FAD outbreak, the state veterinarian could call upon them to take those samples. And so there have been a lot of programs developed to help producers prepare, but it's just as important now as it's ever been. And I think if I had to boil it down to one thing, it's remaining vigilant. If you see something that doesn't look right on your farm, give your veterinarian a call and go through the process to understand what that is. Because we can never be too careful and too prepared for a foreign animal disease.
What are the key strategies available for minimizing the impact of domestic diseases? And what diseases are we talking about?
So on the domestic disease side of things, I like to think about this as a more offensive approach because these are diseases we currently have in the U.S. pork industry. Diseases that are top of mind are PRRS virus and PED virus. And there's a lot of strategies available for producers to take when they have an outbreak of one of those diseases to respond. Specifically, I think we have a lot of information through research that's been done to show how you can reduce the impact on your herd. We're going to be taking an effort over the next several months at Pork Checkoff to share that research in a more digestible way so that producers know clearly, here are things that are proven to better help your outcomes. And then finally, I think as much as biosecurity can sound like a broken record, it truly is. It's much better to prevent an outbreak on the front end than to have to respond to one on the back end. And it's got to be an everyday thing. Every time entering the barn type of thing. And so that's kind of the top of mind diseases that the industry is focusing on and some key ways producers can respond to and prevent them.
What is being asked of producers to support the National Swine Health Strategy?
A couple of things. I would say a certain call to action would be to go to porkcheckoff.org/strategy. There they can learn more about the National Swine Health Strategy. I'd also encourage them certainly to become involved at their state pork associations. We want to continue to hear from producers what they're struggling with and be able to share information to them that they can then take to the SLAT level and use. And so I think there'll be a lot more educational content coming out from us on our website that I mentioned, but also opportunity for producers to provide feedback to us as to what they find is helpful.
How important is producer awareness, support, and participation?
Producer awareness and participation is paramount to the success of the National Swine Health Strategy. At the end of the day, we can have good intentions and solid goals of keeping out foreign animal diseases and reducing the impact of domestic diseases. But if we don't have that engagement from the producers who truly have the most to gain from this effort, that's just absolutely critical for success. And so, again, would encourage producers to learn more about the National Swine Health Strategy, become involved at their state and national level, and certainly share with us their feedback, what's working and what's not.
And is there anything you would like to add?
My final call would be certainly to go to porkcheckoff.org/strategy. There'll be updates there, new educational resources, and any new information on the National Swine Health Strategy will be posted on that website.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Meredith Peterson, the Director of Swine Health with the National Pork Board. At World Pork Expo 2026 in Des Moines, for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.